Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Sans Pants Radio. I want you to do it.
Hey, before we get started today, just a reminder that we, the Plumbing Boys, are currently doing a four-part live stream of the Plumbing Boys Play/Ruin D&D with Stupid Old Studios. That's right, we've teamed up with our good friend and worst enemy, Adam Carnevale, to explore the fantasy world that is Dungeons & Dragons and to hopefully prove once and for all that beating D&D, it's not even that hard. Smart decisions are there for losers, and being strong and handsome can overcome any challenge Adam throws at us. Tickets and more information are available at sospresents.com. And before you interrupt me and say, hey, Joel Dusha, I just looked at the dates and I'm stupid and dumb and an idiot. And even though I had every intention of buying a season pass to this event, I haven't and now I've missed it. What can I do? Well, great news, fuckwit. It's also on video on demand. You can relive our previous glories whenever you want and as much as you want. Look, your call. I mean, we've really thought of it all. So head to sospresents.com for dates, times, and ticket info. And I'll see you online.
Welcome to Season 2, Episode 20 of Zombie-Plagued Chult.
If we go to the ones Orvex knows about, then it's a safe bet that that's what the Red Wizards know about too.
Yeah, but we've only seen him get to one, and we've been to two near that one, which makes me think they've got no fucking idea where these things are either.
He walks up to you with the two things he's grabbed. One of them is a very thorny bit of bush. He brushes that over your arm, and you feel it sticking and being thorny and unpleasant. And then he takes the leaf, and he brushes the leaf down your arm as well, and it feels soft and nice and delicate. You're facing off against this guy. You are definitely the superior fighter, and you have Dragonbait's assistance. This guy knows that without some intervention, he's going to lose this fight.
Can I now see where the mage was?
Nah, not really.
Fuck you, Vaughn and Dragonbait.
You can see that he also made a runner. He's probably already pretty far.
He's potentially fled in fear.
Yes.
We take all of his stuff. All of it. His clothes too.
All right, you leave him with literally nothing?
Literally nothing.
Oh, that's just rude. After dealing with the remains of the Red Wizard ambush, you find yourselves in the northwestern corner of Omu. So, where are you heading? You could try to get back to the main freeway or highway, whatever you
want to call it. That's where the guy said there was a lot of other temples, he believed.
Yeah. We just need to stick to the main path, find what we can before everyone else does.
Actually, you know what? I wasn't really thinking about it, but he was actually, he does have a lead on a shrine. Ooh. Where you found him, round the back, there's a shrine there. He tells you as such. Ulvex says, oh, we didn't really explore it, but there was one just behind the compound. You found me. I guess I got a bit rattled. I don't know. I'm sorry. I should have said earlier. I didn't put two and two together there.
It's fine, Ulvex. Right. A house fell on you. You're forgiven.
You want to go back across the tree? Yeah. Just kind of the way you know, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. You get across the tree without any problem. Oh.
But then once you're across the tree, that's where the problems start.
16 bag of nails attack you.
Jeez Louise.
So you make your way round to the back of the walled compound area, or you try to. Sorry, I always forget this part. My favorite part. I'm not stalling for time.
Making
you're
us fail.
For time. And nothing happens. You're
making
fine.
Us lose.
God, I love. I hit my hand twice on the same thing.
I thought the second one was a bit.
No, it really wasn't.
You're terrible.
Yeah, I'm fine. It sounded a lot worse than it was. You get behind the walled compound that you first found Orvex at, and you see, sure enough, there is a shrine on the other side.
Good one, Orvex.
A rectangular pool of murky water stretches before this vine-draped shrine. Rope bridges that once spanned the water float on the surface, tangled with other debris. The shards of a toppled monolith form stepping stones to the middle of the pool where a statue of a stone frog rises above the water.
Well, looks like we can go around the perimeter of the water.
You absolutely can.
and go through like one of these broken down bits of fence over mm-hmm. here.
I fear this option because it's doable.
Well, wait. Is it the grung one or is this the big frog tentacle one?
You're not sure.
Orvex would know, right?
Fair. Orvex would know.
Yeah, don't be trying. Orvex. You don't know, you big dumb.
Above the locked gate that forms the entrance to the shrine itself, there is some words written in Old Omen that he can translate. Kubazan urges us to tread without fear and to give back as much as we take. Kubazan
is the tentacle frog.
Yeah.
Okay, so this isn't the grung. This is the frog-hemoth?
Frog-hemoth, yes.
Very funny.
Beware the frog monster.
Beware the frog monster.
That sounds like a frog-hemoth to me, Cass. It
sounds very frog-hemoth-y. Now, this has confused me because that suggests to myself that don't touch the frog. But then why is the frog there?
What was the thing? Don't tread lightly.
Tread without fear. Give back as much as we take.
All right, so...
we should be able to walk on this water then.
Potentially.
We just need to leave it a gift, right?
I think that's when we get inside the temple to probably get the cube. We're going to have to give it something as much as we take.
Huh.
Actually, Tiffany, you've been here long enough. At the water's edge, you casting your eyes out, you can see ice stalks poking out of the water, and you can tell that there's a frog-emoth in the water.
There's a frog-emoth in the water.
How big's this frog-emoth?
Pop, you know about frog-emoths, actually.
Oh. I know about frog-emoths, they're tough. Actually.
I mean, you already kind of knew that, I guess. But this creature will be a tough fight if you have to fight it. They're amphibious. They can breathe air and water.
Mm.
They...
bigger than Vaughn.
Their tentacles are... the only thing more dangerous than their tentacles is their bite and their tongue. So...
There's a list?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, they rank. Here's all the things that are dangerous about a frog-emoth. It's everything, but specifically these parts.
If it bites you, it will just try to swallow you, and it can hold several creatures in its belly at any one time. And it will swallow live prey and attempt to digest them live.
Well, it's easy. We just kill it from the inside out.
Obviously. Fool.
Its tongue is probably the most dangerous part of it. With its tongue, it can probably strike further than its tentacles, and its tongue is very sticky, made to draw enemies into its gullet, like a frog.
The tongue looks like the two tentacles from a squid, you know, the ones with little hands, like Squidward's hands.
Squid hands, but in tongue form, but you combine them.
It is resistant... to fire and lightning damage.
Good to know, good to know.
So if you deal fire or lightning damage, it'll only take half that damage.
Hmm.
However, it has a feature. You may be remembering a long time ago. Maybe you read this in Volo's Guide, the book, a while back.
I met Volo once. He was an all right bloke.
You both did. That was on this adventure.
We did. We did.
We met Volo.
Oh, we met Volo. He was fucking insane.
Oh, yeah. Crazy little guy.
Volo described it as shock susceptibility. So while it will only take half damage from lightning, lightning will slow it down. It causes its nerves to seize up. So what happens is it gets a -2 to its AC and dexterity saving throws, can't use its reactions or multi-attack on its turns. So it gets multiple attacks a turn. It can only make one attack a turn, can't take reactions. It just like fucks it up. It slows it down.
And would you call Witch Bolt a lightning attack?
Yeah, yeah. It does lightning damage. Okay. Also, it has dark vision.
Is it nighttime, Adam?
No, it's daytime.
Because I could have snuck past, gone in.
You could have, yes.
What if we wait till nightfall?
You could if you wanted to.
Is it like, how like daytime is it?
Be about midday, maybe.
What if?
Yes.
Right, so I've explained all of that to Tiffany.
Yes.
So that's what we're up against.
Oh, good.
Oh, is that all?
Now, I reckon it will only wake up if we walk through its house.
Well, that makes sense. Can we go around?
There's a chance. But just in case, I was thinking we should have a contingency plan should it wake itself up. What does water do?
Boil.
Yes.
It conducts electricity, Artisimbra says.
Close. What does water do?
It can...
freezes.
Yes.
It also does that.
Can we freeze? Can you freeze this entire body of water?
I could, if it's big enough to hold the frog-emoth in it, I don't think I could freeze the entire body of water, but I could freeze a bit of it.
Where the eyes are, maybe, just like trap it.
Oh, I could freeze the surface solid.
But not the whole thing.
I don't know if that'll keep it in there for very long, but I could.
Oh, it might be able to break through if it's that big.
Yeah, it's a bad idea. It's a bad idea, Pop. What the fuck are you talking about?
What?
Nothing.
I think freezing a section might help. Freezing a section might help.
I don't mean to... Wait, no, we don't know that. Artisimber hushes up.
Oh, dear.
I know that it's shock acceptable, but I also think if there's a way we can avoid fighting it, I'd rather do that.
Can we sneak around?
You could just go up to the door if you wanted to. It's not that hard. Like Pop stated, there are holes in the wall.
Let's try to sneak around.
Let's go through.
All right. You approach the front door.
Oh, we've instructed Vaughn to...
Oh, yeah.
To wait outside.
Vaughn waits.
There's a
it's
lot.
Bigger than Vaughn. It could kill him.
He's not. It is way bigger than Vaughn.
He's like not. He's not as close as normal. He's like back out.
Above the front door, there are words written in Old Ullman. Like I said, Kubazan urges us to tread without fear and to give back as much as we take. And you can see a locked gate wards the place beyond. You can, through the gate, you can see gentle light flowing onto a chamber beyond. Steps descending as well.
I don't think it's a great start that we were too frightened to fight something.
No, probably not.
Let's go in.
The gate is locked. How do you wish to try to progress?
You're a rogue. Can't you open this thing?
You could try picking the lock.
I'll give it a crack.
All right. You... attempt to pick the lock. However, you find after maybe 15 minutes hard work, you find that the lock has so far bested you. Would you like to continue?
Yes.
The lock continues to best you. It's half an hour. You can keep going for as long as you want. Time is your only.
Is anyone else problem. Better at locks than I am? I thought I was okay, but
No one really is, unfortunately. You're the only person who has lock picks and knows how to pick a lock.
I'm going to keep trying then.
As it's nearing an hour, maybe after the first half hour, you're starting to doubt yourself. And then Artisimber kneels down next to you. He like pulls up his, you know how when someone will pop a squat sometimes, they'll like hike up their pants a little bit?
Yeah.
He hikes up his pants a little bit, crouches down next to you. He has his arms resting on his thighs. He looks at you and says, what you need to do, I've always found, is take a break, close your eyes, and count to 10.
I do it.
You feel a little bit of stress leave you.
Oh, he helped.
As it nears an hour, you take your time. You're patient. Artisimber says, take your time. We've got as much time as we need. You take your time. You're patient.
I'm pacing behind you.
It doesn't help.
With a click, the door opens. The gate opens. As soon as that happens, there's a flash and you realize you've set off a magical trap.
Wow, that was stupid of us.
It was real dumb of us.
Wow. Wow.
That is...
And you even gave like a really beautiful moment to really make that fall from grace just hurt a bit more. Jesus.
Do you know what I'm like? I'm like, oh, it's a magical shrine. We'll try to break in even though there's clearly something we have to do to get in there. And we were literally spending the time before mocking the red wizards for trying to force their way into a temple and we've just tried the same thing.
We just did... At no stage... No, as I was trying to break the lock, I'm like, it's weird that they've locked this one. That's a bit odd, don't you think?
Tiffany, you feel a wave of existential terror flood you. You feel so afraid. Your own mind screams at you. You idiot. There was something that you had to do. This is clearly not the way. You fucked up. You're in trouble.
An hour.
You fall backwards and start scrambling away from the door. You were under the effects of a fear spell. Then one of your hands splash. Falls into the water behind you and immediately the froggy myth is out of the water.
Fuck.
And we'll go to initiative.
Oh, no.
Oh, I love that we try to avoid the... Hey, Adam, where? How healthy are... I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. And I have something. Heroism charm.
I'll give you one sec. Hang on. We'll go to initiative.
I can't be frightened.
Pop. Who would you like to fight with?
Dragon bait.
Tiffany, who would you like to fight with?
Artis.
Calling Vaughn over if we're fighting this thing.
God, we were all so stupid. Every one of us. Including the NPCs.
Who are Adam. Remember that, Cass. I always forget. I think they're our friends, but they're Adam.
Pop, you're first.
I get Vaughn to come over too.
All right, Vaughn locks and loads.
Can he attack?
He can't get there this turn, unfortunately. Well, he gets there this turn and that's it.
Can we get into the temple?
You could enter the temple now if you wanted to.
I look at, are you scared or brave or I don't know what you're doing.
Tiffany, well, right now, until she activates her charm of heroism, Tiffany is physically incapable of going through those doors. She is terrified magically.
Get your shit together. Take Flask. Go in there.
Is that your turn? Oh, man. Please do this. Oh, fuck. Yes. Fight the frog emoth while this trap is happening. Oh, my God. Holy shit, yes.
While
what do you want to do?
While the trap is happening.
Pop, what are you doing?
While the what?
I do exactly what I just did, Adam. I tell Tiffany to go in, and then Dragonbait and I charge up a Zephyr Strike. And no, I'm not going to go near it because it'll get me. I'm going to use Wall of Hammers. Conjure Barrage.
Ah.
I have a fear spell as well.
I believe you do. Yes, you do.
What are the odds of being able to...
It could work.
Can I make the monster afraid?
You could. You could certainly try.
That'll kill him, right? He's not allowed to be scared.
He'd run away, wouldn't it?
Yeah, he would. He would run away.
I'm going to just conjure fear.
You're going to use fear?
Yeah.
All right.
It's a big fucking frog, man.
It needs to make a wisdom saving throw.
Hope it's dumb.
Hope this frog hasn't learned much over its years as a frog.
Oh, I'm so sorry. It saves. But you were on the right track. Your knowledge of frog-hemoths means that you are aware that the frog-hemoth is not very mentally strong. You think it's just pure luck that has saved it from being feared on this occasion.
Fuck you, you big fucking ugly piece of shit.
What would you like Dragonbait to do?
He
has no ranged attacks.
Get ready.
Dragonbait just steals himself. Tiffany and Artis.
If Pops just said that to me, I'm going to fight with Flask instead.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yep. I would like to activate my heroism charm.
It's used up. You no longer have it.
Yep.
But you feel magical bravery surge into you.
I would also, as I run headfirst into the temple with my good friend Flask, use a fortuitous circumstance card.
You sprint in using a fortuitous circumstance. Steps descend to a ledge overlooking a pit of sharpened stakes. An alcove on the far wall holds a pedestal with a stone cube resting on it. A relief carved into the back of the alcove shows a monstrous frog with tentacles fighting a crane. Wooden beams radiate from the walls at floor height with 4-foot gaps between them. Carved frog heads extrude from the walls above the beams. You are a 20-foot jump. Directly across from you is the cube, and there are wooden boards all around. You think that the wooden boards could support the weight of a human briefly.
Good thing we picked our most nimble friend.
Flask of wine. And these wooden stakes in the center, could one perhaps step on them?
No, they're sharpened to a razor point.
I mean, yes, one could.
Also, the
one
spikes,
would die.
The spikes are 30 feet down. If you fall 30 feet onto spikes.
Okay.
I've played a lot of Tomb Raider, Cass. Do you know what happens?
Bad time.
Die.
Oh, okay.
Tiffany, it only took you 25 feet of movement to get there. So you've got another 5 before you start digging into your action.
Could I potentially sprint all across the wooden...
You'd have to leap from board to board.
Flask, do you reckon you could go over?
What do you mean? To get to the other side?
Do you reckon you could jump on the wooden boards to get to the other side? There's one on each side so you can run over.
I could try. Do you want Flask of Wine to go?
Yeah, because Flask of Wine's more nimble.
All right.
Flask, remember, if you tread without fear, I think that's the key, right? It was tread without fear.
Give as much as you take.
Flask.
Yes.
I'm sorry to have to ask this because we didn't know it was coming. Would it be okay if you put your ball of soft, just the small one, in place of the cube?
He hefts his ball of soft and says, all right.
I promise you I will help you make a new one, okay?
I believe you. You can lose that fortuitous circumstance now. That was a big thing for him.
I give Flask a really big hug and I say, I understand this was really big for you.
All right, Flask leaps. He lands on the first one. He leaps again. He lands on the second one. As soon as his paw has left the first one, it slams shut. You realize, Tiffany, that it's a mechanism slamming it shut. The second you step on it, it collapses in. A mechanism is forcing it down. He lands on the second one.
Mm-hmm.
He manages just barely to grab with his paws and throw himself back upwards. He goes for the next one.
Does he have that ability that allows him to do stuff better? What's his
tabaxi agility?
It makes him faster, but it doesn't mean that he can run across these planks any better.
Damn it.
Fourth one by the hairs of his chinny chin chins. He's turned the corner at this point. He makes the next two with style.
Yep.
How many are there, Adam?
He's about halfway.
Adam.
He makes it to the next corner.
Yep.
Fuck.
And then?
It's literally the last one.
No!
He falls. All right. He falls 30 feet onto two spikes. Flask of wine hits the end. Flask of wine is impaled through the side of his neck and through his thigh. Flask of wine slides halfway down the 5-foot long spikes and then comes to a stop. His right arm is wrapped limply around the pole and his right leg is stuck at an odd angle because of the spearing through his thigh. His left arm and left leg hang uselessly and lifelessly on the other side. You do not know if he is alive or dead, but he is not moving. All right. Tiffany, you still have your action.
Can I get into the pit or not really?
If you jump, you fall into the pit. There's not really a lot of controlling it.
I stick my head back out and scream, help!
I'm going to call that your action, Tiffany. Artis Simbra dashes forwards, but there's not a lot he can... Well, no, actually, Artis Simbra is conflicted. He looks at the giant Frogimoth and he looks down at Tiffany calling for help. Maybe he locks eyes with you for a brief moment, Pop.
What are you looking at me for? I fucking got this.
Artis Simbra dashes down the stairs and reaches you, Tiffany. He looks at Flask of Wine with clear dismay in his face. There's not a lot he can do, unfortunately.
Remember when D&D was fun, Cass?
No.
It isn't. Yeah, fair. Not fair.
Pop, the Frogimoth's tongue whips out at you. You duck low and it slashes over your head. With tremendous speed, the Frogimoth is before you. And it brings both of its tentacles down upon you.
All right. Green boy, let's dance.
You feel your shell crack above you, and you feel blood, hot blood, trickling through your shell.
Oh, that feels fucking unpleasant.
Oh, gosh.
And you are grappled.
Fuck.
It picks you up in one of its tentacles.
Joy of fucking joys.
Pop, it's your turn.
Can I try casting fear again?
Yeah, you absolutely can.
Great.
You will need to make a constitution saving throw first, however. As you are being grappled, you pass.
What's wrong?
I'm just thinking about how a flask of wine is a tabaxi and could have climbed the walls.
Yes, he could have. Yes, he could have. So.
Cass, I hate us. I hate us and our big dumb brains. So much. Adam, he's your character. You should have known that and helped us.
You gave him the order to run across.
I did.
The Frogimoth drops you, Pop.
Oh, gosh.
It ducks underneath the waves and swims away. You feel the weave of magic pulling at its mind.
Yeah, you fucking cowardly fat prick.
What do you want Vaughn to do?
If Vaughn starts fighting it and it's afraid, will it fight back?
He can fight it still.
No, what I mean is, though, if he punches it, will it stay afraid until it throws the spell? Cool. Yeah. I instruct Vaughn to tie its tentacles in knots.
Vaughn steps into the water and immediately disappears. The water is very deep.
Cass.
Uh-huh.
So today has been a steep learning curve.
Oh, yeah.
I once heard a man describe it as a steep learning curb, and that's where I feel like I'm sitting, in the gutter, where I belong. A big, dumb piece of trash.
Oh. Is it bin night? Someone take us home.
Oh, man.
I think it's bin night.
What would you like Dragon Bait to do?
Cry. I'd like Dragon Bait to cut my big, dumb head off, full of its big, dumb fucking ideas.
Anything else?
I don't know. Nothing.
All right.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. The frog-emoth just had its eyes poking out. We knew that it was deeper than Vaughn was tall.
Yeah, I know.
Tiffany,
that's why I'm annoyed.
I'm going to give you artists now because Flask of Wine has other issues.
Oh, no. Oh, my goodness. What have we done to our beautiful friends? Does artists have anything that could perhaps pull a dead cat off of some spikes?
He has rope.
Artis would like to try and retrieve that cat.
From here, he's going to have trouble. He's going to be dragging him across the spikes. However, if you were to go the other way around and get onto the platform there, you could lower the rope from there because he's just below it.
Oh, you can't go the side he went because they're all down.
They're all stuck down.
I wonder what the difference is with the trap activated, you know?
I wonder what the difference is with this. We had been not fucking idiots for this entire temple.
I wonder what the difference would be.
We tried to break in.
What is wrong with us?
We sent a cat to die when he can crawl on the wall and not touch the wooden planks at all.
Adam, I would like to drink my potion of climbing and climb the walls.
You can absolutely do that.
And it's just like walking, right?
Yep.
I would like to drink my potion of climbing.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't we do that earlier too?
And I would like to climb all around the walls.
You will be able to get to the other side with your turn, but that's it.
Oh, gosh.
Frogimuth's turn. All right. Pop.
Can Vaughn swim?
He can sink. Sorry, let me rephrase. He's sinking.
Can I think, Vaughn, get out of the water?
You can. You do not know what is happening to Vaughn.
Is it deep the whole way through? Like, is it like...
You don't know. Mm. The water's too murky to see.
Fuck, I'm angry.
I would really, really have loved to have installed my brain today. Oh, my gosh.
No, I want Vaughn to keep trying to tie his tentacles up. That's more amusing to me because I figure we'll be
Vaughn
able to
Vaughn doesn't
get him
need
out.
To breathe.
No, Vaughn doesn't need to breathe. He can stay there forever. But I don't know how to
he
get him out.
He just might.
I'll figure something out.
Anything else you want to do, Pop?
We're going to go in the temple while Vaughn's dealing with...
All right, cool. You and Dragonbait enter the temple. You see Artis looking very worriedly at Tiffany. Tiffany, what would you like to do? You see the puzzle cube right before you on the plinth.
I would like to try and get Flask out of the spikes.
All right. How do you do that?
The rope I have.
Mm-hmm. You make a noose with it, presumably.
I would like to tie a crowbar to the end of the rope.
Mm-hmm. You do so.
Try and hook the crowbar through one of what I can only assume is several belts that Flask of Wine is wearing.
Mm-hmm.
And just start pulling.
I'm going to call making your crowbar grappling hook one of your actions.
Uh-huh.
So you can lower it down, but you can't hook him this turn.
That makes sense.
That was Tiffany and Artis. Artis, there's not a lot he can do, unfortunately, from where he is. And... cool. Pop, what would you like to do?
What the fuck's going on?
A bit of... I'm not sure, actually. I came here and this was kind of what was happening.
Is he dead?
I think he's in a poor sort. I'm not sure if he's dead.
Horns, are you right?
I don't know.
Right.
I don't know if Flask is alive.
Oh, Jesus.
Can you try and heal him?
Can I heal Flask from where I am?
No, unfortunately. You need to be able to touch someone.
Gotta touch him.
Okay.
I've got a really bad idea.
I love that.
Yeah?
How wide's the chasm?
It's 20 feet.
If I cast Rope Trick in the middle, can I Tarzan across to Tiffany?
It is theoretically possible.
What would I need to do to allow this to happen?
So, you need to make a... So, you cast the spell, the rope is created. You make an athletics check to jump. You would need to make an athletics check. I believe it would not be too difficult for you.
I have pretty good strength, and strength is athletics.
However, unfortunately, you will be making this check at disadvantage.
Because of my leg.
Yep. So it's not a difficult check, but you're operating at disadvantage. And you need to make it twice. Once to get to the rope, once to get to the other side. But it's a lot easier than it would be otherwise. I believe you only need to get a... hang on.
Are you saying you're going to tell me what I need to get, and then are you going to give me the dice, and am I going to have to roll them?
Well, that's a lot better an idea than what I was going to. I was just going to roll whatever and say that you failed. You need to make... It's a check DC of 10. So you need to get 10, and you have a bonus of... It's acrobatics, not athletics. So... You get plus one. It's not a tough check, but you're rolling at disadvantage.
Adam.
Yeah?
Never tell me the odds.
Hand in the dice.
Two ones. Here we go.
Oh, God.
Oh, all right. Let's go. Let's
Two
go.
Two ones is pointless. We only need one one.
Hey, 16 out of 20.
All right. Well, you get halfway across. I'm going to say that's your turn, though. You're holding onto the rope. Hold onto those dice.
Okay. Uh-huh.
All right. So.
This is a good idea.
Gahoy.
All right, Tiffany, time to hook.
I'm trying to hook in.
You swing down and around, and the crowbar skips off several of his belts but does not catch anything. Froggy myth. Pop.
Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, this is so dumb. Do you know what, though? We've been dumb this entire time, so maybe the universe will reward our stupidity. It did not. I got a 5.
You fall into the pit.
I was like 15. I was like, oh, no, wait, take the lower number. Oh.
You get halfway between the rope and your destination. You are going to impale upon 3 spikes.
Whoops.
That's the last thing in here. I just, oh, fuck.
You take 28 points of damage, which is not... so bad, all things considered.
That, I'm still alive.
Yeah. You
Ow. Land,
you actually have movement and your action still, if you want.
Ugh. Can I get myself...
off the spikes?
Off the spikes?
You can try. This is my favorite part. You manage to work your way off the spikes, and you're standing on the bottom of the pit.
Ugh. Can I...
hobble over to Flask?
Yeah, I want to see how he's doing.
You can do that, but that's your turn.
Yeah, that's right.
Tiffany. You can see the Pop standing right next to him. You maybe don't need to hook him anymore.
I have 3 big holes in me.
Pop, can you tie the rope around?
Yes.
Thank you.
Pop might be able to just heal him, and then they can both climb up your rope.
That's probably smarter.
Tiffany, do you want to do anything else? There's the plinth with the puzzle cube.
The puzzle cube. Do you have something that you can swap over for it? A photo of your dad or something.
I have the Waka nut. The gift I was given from the Tabaxi.
Sunday night.
Oh my God, Sunday night. Okay, well, if
what
there's...
a great day.
Yeah, you did well.
You also have a tattoo that says mum. I just remembered, like, those guys on that boat, and that's something you did.
Yeah.
That's so funny. That's right. You do have a mum tattoo.
Yeah, because everyone has a mum.
Everyone's got a mum.
Going around the boat. See a mum? Yep.
Is a mum.
Oh, yeah.
That's a mum.
Pops a mum.
Pops a mum.
And now, a word from our sponsors. Also, hey, D&D is fun, but if you're wishing that you could hear actual comedians joke circles around us and actually be funny, then do I have news for you. BigSoftTitty.png is a show by Demi Lardner and Tom Walker, where they, as my dad calls it, aren't as good as the TV show MASH because they never swore. So, if you like the sound of that, or if you want to know why my dad won't talk to any of my co-workers, then head on down to SansPantsRadio.com and search for BigSoftTitty.png.
Okay, I'd like to instruct Pop to heal Flask.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would like to turn around to the puzzle cube and try and quickly, yet carefully, swap it for a Waka nut.
The Waka nut?
Hey, how different are they in size?
Quite different. The puzzle cubes are a bit bigger and heavier.
I have an immovable rod.
You could use that.
If only you have a ball of soft.
I know, but that's still heavy.
You could use the crowbar. Crowbar's definitely as heavy.
Does it feel as heavy?
Yeah, easy.
Okay.
Cass, do I trust Adam? That Adam likes to make us have a bad time.
Maybe I would like to instead put my bag of ball bearings.
All right, you use your bag of ball bearings?
Yep.
You take the puzzle cube off and put the ball bearing bag on instead. As soon as the puzzle cube is lifted off the plinth, you can see that the surface that it is on starts to rise a little bit. But when you put the bag of ball bearings on, it goes back down.
Thank goodness.
And then it is Pop, your turn.
I'm going to heal him. Cure wounds level 2.
Level 2? Yep, cool. At the same time as you heal him, he slowly slides magically off the two spikes that he was lodged on and starts to rouse.
Oh, hello there, Pop. It is good to see you.
Not bad to see you too, although it would be better if we could see one another out of a giant pit of spikes.
I had a strange dream.
Was it that you were dead?
No, I was a kitten.
Yeah, that's generally what happens when you die. I should know. It's happened 4 times.
Did the dream end with Vaskafine eating a good meal?
It was interrupted, unfortunately.
Which is good for him, because if he had have had a good meal at the end of that dream, Cass, he's never having a good meal again.
That's true.
He's having good meals in heaven. He's lapping milk with the cat lord.
Flask went to heaven?
Yeah, of course. He's a good cat.
Is he, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, Flask is so good.
No. He's a good boy, but he also, like, is a thief.
Yeah, with a heart of gold.
Ah, true.
And a lot of people's mail.
Right. I guess we live here in this pit of spikes.
Without too much effort, you can climb back out. Maybe Tiffany climbs back along the wall to the other side, lowers the rope, and both of you, you can walk just among the spikes to the rope and then climb out.
Oh. Hmm.
The frogemoth is nowhere to be seen. And I'll say as this is happening, actually, you can hear a distant thump, 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 thump. And then 2 giant iron hands sprout out of the water and Vaughn climbs out.
Is he covered in blood?
No, he's covered in seaweed.
Does that mean he successfully tied the frogemoth's tentacles together?
He was told to rise, so he stopped paying attention to the frogemoth. It's still right. In there somewhere.
I did tell him to get out.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Oh. You right, Horns?
I'm all right. Are you okay?
Oh, I've had worse.
Flask, are you okay?
I have seen better days.
I would like to recommend.
Although it's what, like late afternoon by now?
Yeah.
I think we need a break.
I think we need a break as well. I think we need to get out.
You can just leave. It's not hard. You can go to the walled compound right next door.
Okay, let's head into the walled compound and just have a break.
I have seen better days.
You go to the walled compound and you have a kip?
Yes, we do.
We do.
Let's rest up and get well.
All right, what do you want to do now, Horns?
We got to get more puzzle cubes. We've already got 4 and they have 1. There's only 3 left.
All right.
Nope, that's not right.
That's not math.
How many puzzle cubes are there? 9?
9. We've got 4. They've already got 1. That means there's only 4 left.
Provided they haven't found any more.
We got to check.
I'm with you. Which way would you like to go?
In the very early morning, as you're having this conversation, you hear torrential rain buffets you.
Sounds bad. Of all the things.
It's not good. You,
exhaustion.
Yeah, well, if you move today, you'll suffer a level of exhaustion, potentially 2.
What if we
also, in the early morning light, you see a figure looking around the open doorway to you. You immediately determine that it is a cyclops.
We leave the cyclops be. We stay very still.
The cyclops looks at you in the early morning, rainy light, with curiosity, and then stands fully in the doorway, peering at you.
Stay still.
Is that how they work?
Stay still.
Okay.
Do we know how they work?
Cyclops is T-Rexes, but of D&D.
Well, I imagine their death perception is just bad, you know.
Pop, you know about cyclopses. They're, well, one-eyed giants, obviously, that eke out a meager existence in wild lands. They are a terrifying threat in combat due to their size and strength, but they can often be tricked by clever foes. Their legends claim that cyclopses were the spawn of one of the gods of the giants, but these creatures pay little heed to any deities. They see little benefit in prayer and dislike ritual, which they perceive as complex and foreign. However, a cyclops that gains direct benefit from some side of divine power or which is threatened by a supernatural force or creature will pay homage as long as the benefit or threat remains. They are reasonably intelligent, though they live simple, reclusive lives, keeping herds of animals for food. They prefer to dwell alone or in small family groups, lairing in caves, ruins, or rough structures of dry stone that they build themselves.
Well, Adam's making us trying to make us fight something big that we don't want to fight.
Don't want to fight it?
No.
If he's intelligent, he'll...
After a little bit, it turns and walks away.
Good. It worked.
Well, there you go. I didn't really feel like fighting a cyclops for breakfast, to be honest.
Neither did I. My understanding is they usually farm their own food anyway, so we should have been fine.
You actually knew very little. You rolled a one. I got a bad boy card out of you.
Oh,
you know,
my gosh.
Dick shit about cyclopses.
Actually, that's untrue.
Maybe all you know about cyclopses is racist rumors.
That sounds right. That's why I'm like, don't move. What is it? Depth deception's bad. What?
You know that it can see fine.
Lily went away. I don't think I'm wrong.
It was probably disinterested in us.
Look, either way, it's good. We should keep moving.
Do you want to keep moving?
If we move in this rain, I'm just saying.
What do you think the...
Artis Simber from underneath a canopy says, we're racing against the Red Wizards.
Do you really think they're going to stop because of rain?
No.
Let's go.
Pop used to be so good at ideas. What the fuck happened?
What?
Big dumb fucking... What? I'm having alone time. I'll go at the back. I'll check, make sure there's no one looking. That Cyclops doesn't follow us.
Thanks, Pop.
Pop, you gain one level of exhaustion, and Tiffany, you gain two levels of exhaustion.
I love it. It always happens. I get one. Tiffany gets 11. I'm assuming we're heading up the pathway to look for more temples.
Yep. Orvex doesn't know exactly where any other temples are, but he imagines that there will be some along this main road. Eventually, the rain is quite thick, making it hard to see in front of you, but eventually you spot amid the ruins an abandoned campsite. Torn backpacks and rotted gear litter the ground around three moldering tents. At the center of the camp, a scrap of dirty yellow cloth hangs from a crude wooden flagpole.
They look like wizard stuff, Orvex.
He shakes his head. I don't know what that is, but that's not Red Wizards. Hmm. That's someone else. Another group, potentially?
We should see who we're dealing with.
I don't want to deal with anyone else out here.
Who picks up a moldy letter if they find it?
I would, because I've gotten into letter writing recently. Hey, I found a letter.
Oh, what's it say?
Rue. Denlin has a lead on the Eye of Zoltek, the old goat found an obelisk to the north that marks the entrance to the Tomb of the Nine Gods. The eye must be within, but the door is magically locked. We think the secret to opening it lies in the holy shrines. We're headed into the ruins to check them out. God's willing, we'll be back tonight. Raznazi's serpent people are on the prowl, so be careful. If you get into trouble, sound the swan horn twice and we'll come running. For the Yellow Banner, Lord Brixton.
Yellow Banner, Lord Brixton.
Is any of that familiar to anyone?
Yeah, do we know that?
Tiffany, you've heard back at Port Nyanzaru, people talk about the Company of the Yellow Banner. They were a group of adventurers. They sounded like a noble group, but they went missing in Chult quite a long time ago. Months ago, they ventured in and disappeared.
I convey this to the rest of the group.
Lord Brixton was their leader. He was a knight.
Well, I think we can guess what happened to the Yellow Company banner people.
Company of the Yellow Banner.
The camp looks really old, yeah.
Yeah, it looks old and disused. It looks like they fell into odd sorts. It maybe upsets you a little bit because Lord Brixton maybe had the air of a nicer version of your father about him from tales.
Oh, Adam.
They were a group of five in total. You knew that much. The knight, a wizard, a cleric, a dwarven cleric, a dragonborn paladin, and a human ranger. You assume something foul has befallen them.
Unless Rue's still all right. Rue's clearly still alive. Well, potentially.
Rue wasn't here when he wrote the letter, I guess. But I assume Rue's somewhere back at home.
Maybe. No, what's that thing about the Swanhorn? Blast the Swanhorn twice or whatever.
You're right. Rue must be at least within earshot. Or the Swanhorn's magical. Unless he left the note. Maybe he wasn't intending to post this one. Maybe this was meant for Rue to find.
So what you're saying is there's us, Red Wizards, and this Rue looking for these puzzle cubes. Why do they want the puzzle cubes?
I don't know.
He expressly mentions the fucking snaky bastard in the letter.
Yeah, well, they know that they're after the cubes as well.
Well, no, I don't think that's our snake friends are after the cubes. I think they don't want people using the cubes to get to, what was it, the Eye of Zoltan?
Zoltek.
Sounds good. Sounds very good. It's a good name for an artifact.
I ignore that.
Ooh, hang on. If you say that out loud, that might trigger someone else's.
Are you kidding?
Oh, nope, never mind, it doesn't. Sorry. None of you were privy to the conversation that Bag of Nails had with Flask of Wine. So Flask of Wine has just some odd bits of information that he doesn't know are useful.
Oh my God.
And we don't know that they're useful or that he has them.
Yeah. Bag of Nails was here for a reason.
Ha! Huh.
Bag of Nails didn't just wander out here and become crazy. Well, he did.
But he was here for a reason before
he came here
crazy.
For something.
Huh.
And he told Flask what that something was.
Mm-hmm.
Which we will never know. Speaking of Flask, though, Adam, I would like to go over to Flask and...
How's your...
Flask of Wine shows you his bandaged chest. It looks rough, but he's definitely on the mend.
Could I cure wounds him?
You could do that again if you wanted to, sure.
I give him a level 1 cure wounds.
Level 1? Yep.
Yep.
He looks a lot better. There's still marks, clear marks, bruising, cuts, but he definitely looks a lot better.
I pat Flask on the shoulder and I look at Dragonbait and I say, Big Leaf.
Get a good boy card. Dragonbait nods very encouragingly. He can't make sounds with his mouth, but you see him mouth the words Big Leaf.
That just baffles me. That just baffles me.
All right.
But I don't care enough to ask.
Would you like becoming me?
Would you like to push onwards?
Can we just search the site a little bit if there's anything there?
All right. You spend some time searching the site. How long would you stay? You can turn it over pretty quickly, but you could really do an in-depth clean, if you will.
It's just mainly looking for clues might have left behind.
Any puzzle boxes, for example.
As you're there, you're turning the place over, and Artist Simber hisses, "Hey, up ahead, look." You turn around to where he's gesturing, and you can see that there are two mercenaries approaching you with a red wizard between them. The mercenaries have their weapons drawn.
I reckon we might be able to get another puzzle cube.
You're very funny. So, as they approach, the rain is like storming down, howling. The red wizard, drenched head to toe, he's an older man. He's bald completely, and any inch of exposed skin that you can see is tattooed with arcane symbols and curling script. He puts a hand, he also has a goatee, very classical, evil-looking man. He puts a hand on his chest and calls out to you, "Hello, travelers! You are adventurers, yes? You've been tussling with us previously, yes?"
"I don't think we've ever met you in our life."
"I am Dyrax."
Lovely to meet you, Dyrax.
Who are you?
Shelly.
Maybe you actually need a roll to stifle that laugh.
I do.
Ah, Tiffany, I got a bad boy card. And his laughing definitely makes it seem like you lied. Dyrax narrows his eyes at you and says, "Very well then, we need not exchange pleasantries or names. We need only come to an understanding."
Is the understanding that your name is the dumbest fucking name I've ever heard?
Oh my
God. I've heard some dumb fucking names since being here.
If Dyrax cares about that insult, he does not show it.
Do you say it's Pop?
Yes.
What?
Why?
What
kind of agreement do we need to come to?
We've been at each other's throats for quite some time now, have we not?
I don't think I've ever met you.
Again, I would also remember that head.
Oh my God.
You have clashed with our mercenaries and with our wizards. And, of course, you have, until now, continued to win. I'm sure if we were to exchange swords now, you would probably still win. However, our leader, Shadowmantle, is coming here with a mighty host. An army. An actual army. You will not be able to stop her. She will overcome you. However, you may hinder her process and maybe even hide the puzzle cubes. Ultimately, we are not at odds with each other. You want to kill Raznazi or get into his tomb or whatever. So do we. Surely we can come to an agreement here.
Diplomacy. My weakness.
I really don't think we've met before. Did you want to come closer?
No, thank you. You can continue with the innocent child act, but it will not work.
Are you calling a child?
What spells do I have?
I'm actually just not calling. I said the opposite of that. I said it was an act.
Why do you want Raznazi dead?
We don't want Raznazi dead. Well, look, if he dies, that maybe makes our job easier. We have our own...
Why do you want the puzzle cubes?
We want the puzzle cubes because they are the key to getting to Raznazi.
And why do you want to get to Raznazi?
All right, I'm going to level with you. We don't want to get to Raznazi.
A surprise, an ulterior motive from a fucking weird-looking bald man.
We want to get past Raznazi.
To?
Beneath him. Beneath this city, deep underground, is a device known as the Soulmonger.
Right, there we go. And what do you want with the Soulmonger? The next words out of your mouth better be to destroy it and see it never continue to monger souls.
Our orders are to destroy it if possible. You can tell that he's not telling the entirety of the truth, but you also can tell that he's not entirely lying. What parts are true and what are lies? Find out next time on Once Upon a Time in Zombie Plagued Chult.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all the other shows on the SansPants Radio Network, just head to SansPantsRadio.com and consider joining the SansPants Plus community. There's over 20 bonus shows, a SansPants Plus Discord, exclusive video content, and discounts on merch. Just head to SansPantsRadio.com and follow the links.